This bassito, mana, don't speak Spanish. Don't speak Spanish. Sorry for butchering your language. This bassito. I hear keys. Mama? Papa? Memino? Mi vida? Another Spanish term of endearment. Hang on. Yes, well, it's locked for a reason. And the reason is secret. But happy ones like surprises, not bad ones like affairs. No, sir. No extra relationship coitus going on in here. No, siree. Okay. You ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1, come! This is my meal. I call this girl dinner. Oh, girl dinner. Oh, girl dinner. Surprise! For you, my hardworking one. What else? Ugh, come hug me. The steam is making me faint. Babushka, babushka, mamushka, my beauty. I missed you. I missed this face. Pardon, what do you mean? Don't I always cook for you like this? No, you're absolutely right, I do not. So, this is not actually girl dinner. This is a woman's feast. You see, instead of sad, depressing little snacks, I made a meal. Cause I'm an adult and I can use skills. And Google. And starter kits. It matters not, the intention was there and it was infused with love. And love for you and your face, and all the hard work you both do. Gorgeous, gorgeous one. Shut up and accept your gorgeousness. Denied. You will be thrown out of this courtroom. And by this courtroom, I mean this kitchen. It matters not that we are poor and have a white fridge. That is material. What is happening and immediate is, I love you. Therefore, I have prepared sustenance to prove said love. Does you find this acceptable? Fantastic. Give me your face. You know, this job thing's really getting in the way of me kissing you. Why can't we just be rich? Or have the necessary skills to live in the wild? But sadly, we have neither. I wanted generational wealth, not generational trauma. Oh well. We have Wi-Fi and vibrators and spaghetti. What more do you want? Like I said, generational wealth. Nope. Stop being greedy. I have you, I have a Wi-Fi, I have a vibrator. All is not lost. Spoon, please. Tis time to test the sauce. Oui, oui, French baguette, ratatouille, remède. I speak fluent phlegm, thank you. Stop! I am testing the sauce. This is eatable. As in, you can put it in your mouth and you won't die. The woman has delivered. Mm. Are you ready for some very eatable food? Mmm, marvelous. Take a seat, relax, and I shall meet eatable expectations. Anything for you, baby.
Woman's feast, woman's feast, woman, woman.
So, verdict, please. I made something edible, Duda, Duda. I found you and you didn't die. A win is a win.
A win is a win.
And now I get the best reward of all. My brain has been waiting for this all day. And my body and my organs too. Package this week. But to quote the sensational Adele, I don't have to explain myself to you. I'm a grown woman and I do what I want to do. That was not in tune or on key. You tolerate it, don't worry about it. But first, I need to lay on top of you because my tummy's full. First, it felt good, and then I was like, how long can I make this last? The longest purr in the West, mother lover. Well, if you like them, there shall be more a woman's feast in the future. It is a promise. Because you did not see it, because I took off my chef's hat, but me and Remy are in secret cahoots. It's a very hard to drop this accent, and now it sounds German. Yeah, German demon.
Peck.
You taste like woman's feast.
Very appetizing.
Because my beautiful champion deserves no less. And they're sexy and resourceful and look amazing and... what's that word? report again? Oh, yeah. Nothing. Quit your job and become my concubine. You're so good at it. You know all my spots and how to make me orgasm. You're so qualified. Really? It's the most impressive resume I've seen yet. And what if I was to offer you a job? Would you accept? Monday through Sunday. 24/7 on call. But you do get to occasionally sleep. Oh, the pay. How about a lifetime of unconditional love and affection? Oh, well, forget it. Face, nose, chin, lips. Just listing a few of my favorite things. I know this is a lot to ask, but would you, by any chance, touch my butt? It's lonely. There you go. It's not good to have a lonely ass. It leads to insanity. Oh, honey. You don't have to thank me for spaghetti. However, I will accept it as I am a slut for positive reinforcement. Well, what about dessert? You didn't think I made just an eatable meal, did you? Fun fact. Did you know that I'm eatable? And not in the cannibalistic way. More in the devour me until 3 a.m. way. Yeah, but no pressure. I do also have cheesecake. Both, you swine. Let's do it. Consider it the practical part of your interview for being my concubine. I love you. I wish to make babies with you. And by make babies, I mean have sex. Not necessarily give birth to your children, because it's terrifying. Childbirth is terrifying. And however I meant, it should be shot multiple times. I love you. Would you like me to sit on your face? Not a problem at all. In fact, it's all part and parcel of the Woman Feast experience. We aim to squish and satisfy. You know, in a way, this is just another kind of woman's fiesta. Oh, woman's fiesta. Oh, woman's fiesta. Oh. Mm-hmm.